The United States is deeply concerned by the crisis that is unfolding in Sudan, including the fighting in southern Kordofan and the assaults on innocent civilians. So along with our allies and partners in Africa and around the world, the United States is working to end the violence and to protect innocent civilians. There is no military solution. The leaders of Sudan and South Sudan must live up to their responsibilities. The government of Sudan must prevent a further escalation of this crisis by ceasing its military actions immediately, including aerial bombardments, forced displacements, and campaigns of intimidation. Negotiations are now underway that offer a path to peace. Both sides must agree to end the violence, to allow free movement of aid workers and relief supplies to help those in need, to fulfill their commitments under the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, and to resolve their differences peacefully. Today, I want to speak directly to Sudanese leaders. You must know that if you fulfill your obligations and choose peace, the United States will take the steps we have pledged towards normal relations. However, those who flout their international obligations will face more pressure and isolation, and they will be held accountable for their actions. In 3 weeks, after decades of civil war that have killed millions and turned millions more into refugees, South Sudan will gain its independence and become the world's newest nation, and the people of both North and South will have the opportunity to move toward a promise of greater peace and prosperity. The Sudanese people have come too far and sacrificed too much to see their dreams of a better future slip from their grasp. Now's the time for Sudanese leaders to show the courage and vision that true leadership demands. Now is the time for Sudanese leaders, North and South, to choose peace.